Hello, this is Mr. Fleming, and today is November 15th, and I am in the house of... Oh, what's your name?
Angel.
Angel. So nice to meet you, Angel. How old are you?
12.
Very good. And what happened at school today?
We learned.
What'd you learn about?
How to do, some race.
Excellent. And what are we working on tonight?
Question words.
Can you read to me some question words, please?
Yeah. What, where, who, why, when, how, where, was, is, are, am, can, could, will, would, did, do, have, has.
Right, so you can actually ask questions with all of those words?
Yeah.
Can you give me an example with can?
Can you come over next weekend?
Definitely, I can come over next week. All right, so we're going to do some reading now, and I want you to stop every so often, and I want to know what questions are in your mind. Can you do that? All right, so go ahead and start.
Someone stole...
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm going to interrupt you again. What's the name of the book we're reading?
Cam... Jensen?
Mm-hmm.
And the mystery of the Babe Ruth baseball.
All right, very good. And we're on chapter 2.
Someone stole my baseball, Mr. Baker cried out. Who stole it, I'm asking?
Okay, good question.
A woman nearby looked at him. She laughed and said, ask your mommy to get you another one.
That's not very nice.
I think she's mean.
Yeah,
I think she stole it.
Could be. Let's find out.
This wasn't just any baseball. Babe Ruth signed it. Has gave it to me when I was a boy. It very valuable. Mr. Baker ran from one person to the next, asking, have you seen my baseball? He's trying to find it to each person, checking each person.
Okay.
Have you seen my baseball? Did you see it rolling on the floor? Did you see someone take it? Eric looked on the floor for the baseball camp. Stood on a chair to watch what Mr. Baker was doing. They're trying to solve the mystery, I think. He's so upset. Cam told Eric he stopped everyone. Most of them think he's crazy.
I wonder if he was shouting at people.
Yeah.
You think so?
Did you see that? Eric said he saw us talking to you and he started to run.
Does that make sense?
No.
I'm wondering if you skipped a page. Oh. See, so when you're asking questions, you start thinking, wait, that doesn't make sense. Okay, so keep going.
While Kim told on us to... stood on the chair. She looked across the exhibit hall. She saw her parents with a large, curious poster hanging behind them. She saw the wall of Cuckoo exhibit wall. I think Kim's parents stole it.
Could be. We'll have to find out.
Then she saw someone leaving the exhibit hall. It was a teenage boy wearing a bright green jacket. Kim closed her eyes and said, click, let's go, Kim. Shouted to Eric when the hall and the...
When?
She opened her eyes, someone... leave the hall and he might have the baseball camp, ran between two women trading rare postage stamps. She crawled under a few tables and almost knocked over a small boy looking at some old toys. Eric followed Cam. "I'm sorry, excuse me," he said to the two women and the small boy as he hurried past.
Okay, I'm going to stop you for a minute. What questions do you have?
How did he knock? Did she knock down the two women?
Okay. Did she knock them down? Let's find out.
What are you talking about? That boy in the green jacket. He was there when a valuable baseball was stolen. The baseball was in the exhibit, and I'm sure that boy took it. That's why he is such a rush to get out of here. I think that he didn't steal it. It was a Cam's parents.
Okay. Why do you think that?
Because every movie I see, the first person to leave doesn't have it. The last person to leave always has it.
Excellent.
Just because he's leaving the hall doesn't mean he's a thief. The guard said, the boy in the green jacket turned and saw him talking to the guard. He started to run. "Did you see that?" Eric said. "He saw us talking to you and he started to run." The boy ran around the corner of the building. He was out of sight. "We'll never catch him now," Cam said. "Yes, we will," the guard said. He ran after the boy. Cam and Eric followed him. They ran to a crowded playground on the other side of the building. I think they're gonna catch him.
Okay.
Two young children were playing catch with a baseball. Others were jumping rope or playing baseball. In one corner of the playground, some parents were watching every young children playing in a large sandbox on seesaws or on swings. So a guard ran in with Cam and Eric until they got to the other end of the playground. He's gone, Cam said. "I don't see him anywhere." They looked down the street. Leading from the playground. I think he was like trying to trick them. He's like still in the park, hiding.
Okay.
A few children were walking there. A man was pushing a baby carriage, and there were some people waiting at the bus stop, but no one was wearing a bright green jacket. "There's another way out of the playground," the guard said. He turned and started to walk towards the other exit. When he stopped, it's that him? The guard asked, pointing to the boy sitting on one of the park benches.
Do you think it's him?
No.
No? All right. Thank you for listening to Ron Hill and Mr. Fleming thinking about reading.